Huey, I don't know what you're planning on, but you're fixing to get in trouble. Again.
You go on. They can't lay any blame on you if you ain't here.
Walter rode off, but he looked back a couple of times. Slocum still sat on the ground. Huey made two more wraps around his middle, pulling the rope tight. Slocum's mouth sagged open.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm studying on it. Been looking at them mesquites yonder, but I ain't sure any of them are big enough to hold a man of your weight.
You wouldn't hang me, would you?
Well, the thing that troubles me is what will I do with you afterwards? The shovel's on the chuck wagon, and it's gone on ahead. Couldn't depend on the coyotes to clean everything up.
He retrieved Slocum's pistol, mounted up.
Get on up and start walking.
Slocum struggled to his feet. The morning was not yet warm, but he was sweating heavily.
Hey, be careful. That pistol's still loaded.
Huey made a show of examining it.
Well, sure enough.
Huey let it point casually toward Slocum.
Look, cowboy. I have money. I'll give you $100.
$100? That ain't a month's pay, hardly.
Actually, it was more than 3 months' pay, but details could be tiresome. Slocum dragged his feet as Huey pointed him toward the crumbling mud walls. He got as far as the cistern.
That'll do. Stop right there.
Sweat cut little trails down Slocum's dusty face.
Oh my God! Surely you wouldn't shoot me and throw me down that well.
It crossed my mind.
I'll do anything you ask me. I'll even sign the ranch back over to Dodge.
Nope. Can't trust you. As soon as you got free, you'd welch on the deal. But tell you what I will do. You climb over into that well and I won't shoot you. Maybe somebody will come along and find you eventually.
I might starve to death before that.
Slim chance is better than no chance at all. Climb over.
Huey waved the pistol. Slocum put one leg across the cistern wall.
You won't let me drop, will you? I can break my back.
I'll hold on to the rope. You go on down.
Huey dismounted and braced the rope against his hip, playing it out as Slocum descended. It slackened when the man reached the dry bottom.
I want my rope back. I'll leave it here so if somebody was to come by, they'll have something to haul you out with.
What if no one comes by?
Well, let's don't think about that. Say, any rattlesnakes down there?
Snakes? My God!
There must not be any or they'd let you know. But if any show up, they won't bite you. They recognize their kin.
He opened the cylinder and removed the cartridges that remained in Slocum's pistol. Tossing them away, he leaned over the wall.
Here's your gun. I don't want you claiming I stole it from you.
He dropped the pistol in.
Oh. 500! I give you 500! Just don't leave me here! 1,000! Come back! Don't leave me! Come back!
Huey rode out to where Slocum's horse grazed and removed the saddle, blanket, and bridle. He flipped the leather reins gently across the horse's rump.
There you go. I reckon you can find your way home.
He watched the horse trot away. Huey took his time catching up with the herd. Walter rode out to meet him.
I hope you didn't do something that'll get us all sent to the pen.
Never touched a hair on his head.
Where's he at?
I left him back yonder. He's taking a long look at some of his property.
The herd was well beyond what had been Dodge's property line when Padgett rode back from the point.
We're coming up on the San Antonio Road.
Dodge was riding along with the drags and seemed to be having a hard time keeping up. The flesh wound he suffered at Slocum's hands was evidently causing a little fever.
There's a ranch house up ahead. Why don't you stop off and rest a while? You can catch up to us when you feel better.
I'm staying with you to San Antonio.
We're not so far from your place that we can't send back for anything you want to take along.
What little I need is in $6 wagon. I can buy whatever I might want, and it'll be new. Not junk like I'm leaving for Slocum.
He looked behind him.
Where is Slocum? I figured he'd have caught up and be raising hell with us again by now.
Huey hadn't told anyone what he had done. If trouble should come of it, he wanted nobody else to be blamed.
After shooting you and pistol-whipping Juanito, he's probably keeping his head down.
Oh, way down.
Padgett pointed the cattle onto the trail. The most trudged along on either side of it. After a while, Huey became aware of a horseman catching up from behind. Recognizing the sheriff, he felt uneasy. Maybe he should have left the herd and made himself scarce for a while. The sheriff was alone.
Mr. Dodge, how's your arm doing?
I done forgot about it.
I see that your cattle have strayed past your old property line.
It wasn't past at midnight. This is Thursday.
As far as I'm concerned, this is Wednesday. I believe Slocum read his calendar wrong.
Dodge straightened his shoulders as he realized the sheriff was opening a door for him.
Maybe he did.
If he hollers, it'll be his word against ours. The way most folks feel about him, I doubt that any court around here would give him much of a show. You sure you're feeling all right?
Like I was 20 years old.
Then take care of yourself, kid.
He started to turn away.
Sheriff, hold up a minute. I need to talk to you.
Walter gave him a questioning look, but Huey motioned for him to go on. He waited until the others had passed beyond hearing.
It's about Slocum.
The sheriff's eyebrows lifted.
I hope you've done no violence to him.
No. He's safe and sound where I left him, but he ain't going no place for a while. You know that old adobe ruin with the dry cistern?
I've been there.
Well, I was figuring on going back and doing it myself, but since you're here, you might want to ride by that cistern and take a look down inside. Not today, though. Maybe tomorrow. By then, I expect Slocum will agree to anything that'll get him back up into the daylight.
You dropped him down that well?
Well, I didn't drop him exactly. He climbed down of his own free will and accord. Somehow, he took a silly notion I was fixing to hang him.
I wonder who gave him such an idea. All right, I'll go by there tomorrow. The next day, for sure.
If any trouble comes of this, I've done it all myself. Was nobody else knew about it.
I'm not sure I ever heard your name. How does Bill Jones suit you?
Well, that'll do.